Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/addlarge and use code ADDLARGE for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/addlarge and use code ADDLARGE at checkout.
Oh, what are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This is the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, your source for lore and so much more. Adventurers, welcome back to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and Lotus is still on paternity leave, so congratulations again to him and his wife and the new baby. It seems they're doing very well, but he's going to take another week off before returning, and next week is our patron chat, so that's just a reminder here right at the beginning. If you'd like to join us for that, that's on the 26th on Thursday night here in the U.S., 9 p.m., Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and who knows, maybe Lotus will pop in for that, but if you'd like to join us, you can always jump into the Discord and let us know what your thoughts are. If you already are one of the patrons who can do that, or you can go to patreon.com and sign up, but that's not what we're going to talk about right now. I'm going to save the rest of that for the mid-break. We are talking about something that I thought would be really interesting to find out. There are certain types of information that the developers have, and that we, the players, think we can estimate, but we don't actually have the data. Now, the developers, especially when it comes to online games, like something like Elder Scrolls Online, are tracking lots of data. They have pages and pages and spreadsheets of all the different details around how characters engage with the world that they're playing in. But when it comes to single-player games, especially early on in the series, those games weren't online. And even something like Skyrim isn't an online game in the sense that you don't play it online with your friends or anything like that. But it is an online game in the sense that it exists online for purchase and on sites like Steam. And also, now the console generations have been online for a while. And what that means is that when you do certain achievements on those platforms, those numbers are tracked. And that's just one of the ways that developers or publishers can keep track of some of the things that are going on, even in online games. So what am I talking about here? I'm talking about the debate. Well, I guess it hasn't been a debate, but maybe it should be. Everybody repeats the meme of, well, if you play Skyrim long enough, or even Oblivion or whatever, that eventually everyone becomes a stealth archer. And this is one of those concepts that I just took to be true because I found it true about myself. My default is to, even when I'm messing with other things, kind of lean towards stealth archer in the games. And I think that has a number of reasons that we can speculate about. One of them being that the way the gameplay kind of works lends towards that. You get a lot of advantages, you have a lot of solutions to problems that you're in if you go that route, but then it also does mean that when you have to deal with enemies in your face, it's not as easy to handle. It's also a lot of fun, so I get that as well. But here's the question, is that actually true? When people are asked, what do you go to most of the time, whether it's melee or bows or crossbows, spellcasting or staves, however you pronounce that. You know, you can cast spells with your staves and you specifically need to have a staff. You don't actually have to be somebody who's very good at that spell type in order to cast it. And I can imagine if you have enough soul gems, you could build a staff wielding build. I'm sure that's not impossible. And so I decided, you know what? We should find out what people go to. Is it actually true that people prefer bows over melee or spells or staves? Or is it not? And I think the details, well, they might surprise you. I put out a poll I've listed the poll on our Discord channel, on Twitter, on Threads, and on the Elder Scrolls Lorecast YouTube page. And we got 225 responses. And if you've studied statistics at all, you know that in order to get a fairly accurate perspective on a much larger population, you can actually poll a much smaller population. Now, these populations are very, very distinctly different. You have over 60 million people who have played Skyrim. You add on top of that Oblivion and Morrowind. And let's just call those the more modernized single player mainline Elder Scrolls games. And then you compare those millions and millions of players to 225 people, and clearly those numbers are very, very different. But the fun thing about statistics is, even with 225 people, you can get a general sense. Now, we're probably a few percentage points off of the actual totals if you were to look at everybody, but we're going to be in the ballpark. It's going to be fairly close. And I asked them specifically, when it comes to mainline single-player Elder Scrolls games, which weapon type do you go to the most often? Melee, bow or crossbow, spellcasting or staves? And we got some responses, which I'm going to give to you by the end of this episode. But before we get there, I want you to predict. And I want you to think in your head or write it down on a piece of paper or whatever. What percentage of people do you think go to each? And this is, of course, out of 100. So the numbers should add up to 100 once you put in all of these. And answer the question, does bow win? Do people always become stealth archers? Or is there secretly a different favorite? Or maybe it was the case, if bows don't win, that people used to do bow builds more often, but over time things have changed. Or maybe things haven't changed. Maybe they always did and always are going to be the kinds of players who lean towards stealth archer builds. Or maybe this is all just speculation because I haven't revealed the numbers yet. But here's some things to think about as you debate what these numbers might actually be. I have some responses from people in our community about the way they engage with combat in the games. And maybe this will sway you one way or another. Maybe this will take you off the track. Maybe this will help. We'll find out. Well, here, let's go through some of these that were responses. These ones come from specifically on the Discord. We have Time Traveler, who reminds us that I believe it was Skyrim loading screen that said, keep your distance far and keep your kill count up. I'm assuming here that Time Traveler is a bow person on this one. Colominus, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, says, I almost always start out with a ranged weapon because I feel too squishy up close. Then about mid-game, I switch to melee. So we have both a melee and a bow option, but they had to pick one, so I'm not sure exactly which one they went with. Lifessa says, bow, of course, but most recent playthrough of Skyrim was 100% pure mage. Never lifted a non-bound weapon other than the single time required in the story. Surprisingly fun. Holding a ward against a dragon's breath while flinging ice or fire at it with the other hand. Pretty epic feeling. So now we have a vote. This one seems like a clear vote, at least in their most recent playthrough, for spellcasting and how effective that can be. Silas says, I use melee as much as possible and like to go through all the weapons during different playthroughs just to try to get a different experience. So somebody who defaults to melee weapons, but also likes to go through and use a little bit of everything. And I think that maybe this is a perspective that is more common than we think. When we think about Skyrim in particular, and of course, most of these people and responses are going to be focused on Skyrim. It is by and large the most played single player Elder Scrolls game. It's the most recent one. It's the most polished. It's the one with the most mods. Most of these people will be thinking Skyrim when they respond to this. And I think there's something to be said about the viability of any of these choices. Now, staves is probably the most difficult because you have to constantly make sure that your staves are powered up. And you don't get a whole lot of bonuses that go into a staff build as you level up. Whereas something like spellcasting or bow or melee, it's very easy to get to the point where you have lots of extra percentage damage, and then you also get other abilities and effects around those builds that make them easier. So, for example, being more stealthy with a bow or being more aggressive with certain types of melee weapons. There's a variety you can do here, and you can pair a number of them in other ways. You know, for example, if you wanted to go do more of a upfront combat kind of tanky build, you can pair a single-handed weapon with a shield, and then the shield bash becomes very, very useful. If instead you wanted to go battle mage and have a weapon in one hand and a spell in another, it totally can work. And then you have to decide, okay, well, which one of these things do I default to most? Am I a warrior that also uses magic, or am I a magic user that can also use a sword? That changes up the gameplay as well, but it's 100% viable. You can make these builds. We get some other responses here. We have Thalnaeus Valmorn, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, who says, I usually go stealth build with Nightingale armor and a bow, but a lot of times I also just choose to go full steam ahead and pick the best melee weapon I can find and charge in. So again, another split. Somebody who likes, especially with the Nightingale armor, to be sneaky and go stealthy with a bow, but also enjoys the melee combat as well. So I have to wonder, which one did they pick? Did they choose? Which one did they think they use most often? Teacup says, I picked both melee and range because it is a straight vanilla game and I am using bow and crossbow. However, if I can mod Skyrim, especially with true directional movement mod, I'm going two-handed sword all day. And I responded, all right, well, you got to pick one of them. So, and that's true for everybody. Everybody has to, you're supposed to just pick one. So I'm not sure which one Teacup picked, but I totally get it. Splitting this up and going kind of two things at once. Another response, Fulcrum responds and says, I use both bow and melee. Another bow and melee split. I love the up close and personal of melee, and I love the sneakiness that the bow allows. Obviously, certain classes call for certain weapon choices in an ESO, but those are my go-to choices. So lots of split builds. Lots of split builds. Now, Villain Behind Glasses has a different perspective. Spells all the way. I love playing crazy murder hobo wizard or a necromancer. And then leaves the gif of Jamie from Mythbusters. And it says, Jamie want a big boom. So that's the first response about magic that has really focused in on magic, on spells. Now, is that going to sway your opinion? Just because more people have been saying melee and bows, do you think magic users are less common? Or is that just some of the people who felt like chiming in? What's it going to be? Which do you think it is? And what percentages? Let's move on. We have this other one from Ellen513 who says, I wish there was an option for a spells and melee combo. Now, this isn't melee bow combo. This is spells and melee combo. I usually do a restoration / blade of woe combo in Skyrim. I like having an option to heal on the side for whenever I'm not sneaking or get caught. But I have to choose one. I choose spells because if there is magic available, it's too epic for me not to go for it. Which raises the question. If imagine living in a world like Tamriel, where magic is a very real thing, and you're in a situation where you are fighting a dragon, and you have the option of running at it, getting right up in its face, or its hindquarters, or wherever you happen to be able to get, with a sword, or an axe, or a club, or a hammer, and trying to wail away on that dragon with a melee weapon up close, knowing that all it would take is one stomp of a foot or one chomp of its giant mouth with its huge pointy teeth, and you'd be done. Or you can stand back with a bow and shoot at it, knowing that a lot of those arrows aren't really going to hit their mark, and even if they do, they're tiny compared to the size of the dragon. It would be like getting splinters if you're a human being walking around with your shoes off. Or you have the option to go spells, to cast magic, to stand back and throw fireballs out of your hands or lightning across the dragon's face, or heck, to summon other creatures, other spirits, other atronachs, things to fight for you, or to use illusion magic in order to confuse the dragon, to make it less likely to actually eat you and be distracted by your illusions. How, in a world where that actually exists, why would anybody who has the option of casting magic spells for combat choose something else? It seems silly. It seems like, here's an analogy, in our own world, once guns were invented, and especially since guns were invented, and we've added rifling and being able to shoot multiple bullets at the same time, all of the advances we have in guns, it would be silly to say, okay, you can say, join the military, pick your weapon, and you decide, now I'm going with the sword. And I don't know if you've seen this, but there are pictures of a Scottish individual, I forget his name, who went to war in World War II and brought with him his two-handed sword and actually used it on the battlefield. You'd be like that guy. Can you imagine not picking the gun option in our own world when it came to something like actual combat? It would be just like being in Tamriel and not picking spells if you have the ability to use spells. Now, I totally get, let's say you're born into that world and you just aren't a very good magic user, or you don't have the ability to use magic, then you're going to have to pick something else, right? But given the option, it seems like spells are totally viable, especially because this isn't Dungeons and Dragons. You can equip heavy armor and a shield and cast spells out of your other hand at the same time. All of that is viable. But in the context of a game, is it? Is it the same kind of thing? And I think for a lot of people, there's something about melee and bows that actually stands out, that actually makes them more enjoyable, or even in many situations, more useful than just going with spells. And I think that that is something to say about the way the game was designed. And sure, it's an old game now. It's over a decade old. And there have been advances, especially when it comes to Skyrim, in combat, in video games, and how all of that can work. The world clearly has moved on, and game developers have become better and better and better at creating interesting experiences with weapons and things like that. So, yeah, I get that things would be different in, say, a more recently developed Elder Scrolls game. Or maybe they wouldn't. Maybe that balance would still be attempted to be achieved. But is there really a balance? What percentage of people choose what? We're going to get to that after the mid-break. So don't go anywhere.
This is Hamish Morak, Dragonborn. You are educating yourself to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. This is where I get to shout out our newest patrons, including Bence K, Chandolf, and Sitsa S. I hope I'm pronouncing those names correctly. Welcome to the Patreon. So glad that you decided to join us. Also, big shout outs to our Daedric Princess, Blinding Vision, Hairscene, Just a Little Bit of Chaos, Kira C, and Peter R. Thank you so much for your support. If you would like to be like one of these people, or one of the 131 of our current active patrons, or heck, even a free member who's just signed up in order to make sure you get notifications and things when they go out to everybody, head over to patreon.com/elderscrollslorecast to check out everything, and maybe you'd like to join us. You still have time to sign up for our patron chat coming up in just a week from the recording of this on next Thursday, the 26th, I'm trying to remember the date, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific here in the U.S. And of course, if you're in Europe, you can stay up late. Some people do decide to do that in order to join us. And I wish time zones weren't a problem. There's no time that actually works best for everybody, but at least there's an option. And we look forward to chatting with you next week. Also, if you'd like to help out in other ways, you can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and we'll read those out on a future episode of the show, like this one from Quiet Milk in the US, who writes, "An excellent place to be. I have found this podcast to be a very entertaining and thoughtful place to go to be more immersed in the Elder Scrolls. Big fan of the show, and congrats on the baby, Lotus." Congrats, Lotus. I know sometimes Lotus listens to podcasts, even this one, when he's not able to be there for one of the weeks. So maybe he'll hear it. Maybe he'll be able to respond next week. week when he hears this. Thank you for leaving that review. Also, you can rate the show on Spotify. You can share it with your friends. There's lots of other ways to help support the show. Lotus and I very, very much appreciate it. And we plan to keep this going, so all the support absolutely helps. All right, let's get back to the question. Which type of weapon do you use the most? Let's find out.
You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, dear child of Sithis. That is why the Night Mother loves you.
All right, so we took a look at what people on the Discord were saying, but we had a bunch of other votes on the YouTube channel and on Twitter and Threads. Let's see what some other people are saying. These ones came from YouTube. This one is from My Getaway Art on YouTube, who writes, "Absolutely bows. There's nothing like stealthily clearing up a fort full of bandits, picking them off one by one without even stepping foot inside the building. Plus, wood elves are my favorite playable race, so I always roleplay as a Bosmer archer. Did so in every Elder Scrolls game I've played." So that is a very strong vote for bows. Somebody who uses bows. This is not somebody who is split between melee and bows or spellcasting and melee or anything like that. This is a bows user. And following up from that one, Lupine Menacer 87 says, "Bows, I've always favored archers." Another one comes in with Ozaru 85, I think is how you pronounce this name. "I always plan to be a two-handed warrior, but end up as a stealth archer anyway." So lots of bow stuff. Going back to the idea that stealth archer is like the default setting. It's the setting that everybody, I guess it's the gravity. Everybody eventually gets back to stealth archer. But then we get stuff like Fathalo Greenskin, who I think I'm butchering your name as well. "It's usually warriors or mages for me, somebody who either goes melee or magic." And then we get a few more responses, but these are more in the melee side of the equation. We have, oh god, I'm gonna mess up this. I think it's Purple Haze, but without a bunch of the vowels. "Sadly, I am always a go-to melee guy. I would love to be an archer guy, but that looks like so much fun, but I could never muster the patience to play so stealthily." And then someone, Silence 3731, writes, "I most often play some sort of spell sword or assassin, so melee, guess, but otherwise spells." So clearly they're going more melee most of the time, but they still rely on magic, just like we talked about before. Another one of those split builds. So YouTube's pretty split. Let's check in with social media and see what some people in here say. Two Marks Pod says, "I'm a maul slash heavy armor guy, but I also like one-handed melee plus spell on offhand. So mostly melee, but still sometimes spells." Paladin Osiris writes, "I love the feeling of sniping a creature with a bow from a far distance. Something very satisfying." Totally get it. Embrace UK1 says, "You know, this time I'm going to play as something different." A few hours later, and then a gif of an archer. Going back to the old idea that everybody gravitates toward the bow. OM Pilot writes, "Everyone who is not voting bows slash crossbows is lying. We all know the playthrough will become a sneak archer eventually." Raising some questions that anybody who voted something else is just ignoring the fact that they always go back to stealth archer. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. The Notorious Bigfoot writes, "Hammers, axes, and daggers mixed with spell slinging, mostly illusion and alteration with a hint of restoration." So another spell sword. I'm guessing they voted melee first, spells second, because they listed it in that order. But again, I'm not sure exactly. I just have the stats. I don't have the detail on what each person specifically voted. But then we have Radio 69, who writes, "My love for spellcasting started in Oblivion, and it has yet to leave my system." So another one for spells. And if you notice, nobody's talking about staves. Staves, I prefer staves. It sounds fancier for some reason. Nobody's talking about staves, so I think you could probably gather that that's going to be at the bottom of the list. But when it comes to melee or bows or spells, as you've seen, we've gotten a lot of comments about all three of these and many comments that mix them up in different combinations too. It's not just, sometimes people pick bows, a lot of times people pick bows, a lot of times people pick melee, but sometimes people like melee with spells also. No, you're seeing combinations of like spells and melee and then bows and melee. Least often you're seeing bows and spells together, which is interesting because you can still make that work. If you feel like you don't have enough armor, you can use spells to create wards and then you have more armor. Now, the problem with that is you can't shoot a bow with one hand. So it becomes a little bit more difficult to swap back and forth because at least when it comes to melee, you can hold one hand with a sword or something and the other hand with a magic spell. So I get why that's less common, but it still can be functional. All right, so I've teased this long enough. You've got your numbers in mind, specifically pick percentages. What percentage do you think of each? Also, have the comments that people have left changed your mind from where you were at the beginning of the episode? I'm so curious about all of this. So please let me know. Chime in on the Discord. Chime in. Comment on the patron episode if you're a patron. Leave some information. Let us know how close you were. Did you predict it? Did you change? Were you on track and then somehow got swayed away by the comments? Let me know your thoughts. All right, so let's get into it. The total number of votes, 225. And oh, by the way, if you want to join for future episodes like this, where we go over some of this data, make sure that you are following on social media, robots_radio on Twitch, or I prefer Threads lately, or join us on the Discord or whatever. That way you can get your votes in, or heck, on the YouTube channel. But all right, so 225 total votes. Let's go least to most. I'm going to go backwards. How many do you think actually went with staves? However you pronounce it, out of the 225. Turns out 11. That's under 5%. Just under 5% of people prefer using staves. And I knew that number would be low, but that seems really, really low. And in my mind, that creates opportunity. That creates an idea that in the next Elder Scrolls game, they may be able to leverage staves or magical weapons, not just weapons that are enchanted that do like, now this sword does ice damage or that kind of thing, but the kinds of weapons that cast magic spells so that you don't have to focus in on those, learning those things in order to cast them yourself. You can go with items that do that. And maybe they could build out perks that make those things more valuable. Maybe they could set up certain types of ways to recharge the staves so that you're not burning through so many soul gems. Because a staff build could be really cool when you think about it, especially if you're able to pair that with heavy armor. Now you've got like a kind of like a heavy mage, but somebody who isn't casting the spells out of their own body so much as they're using tools in order to get the job done. Plus, you could pair the staff and another weapon together in fun and interesting ways. So under 5%, 11 people. Next highest on the list, spellcasting. Now, I have a feeling most of you probably predicted that one as well. There were less comments about spellcasting, or spellcasting seemed to almost always get paired with something else. And it almost feels like a secondary thought, a balance option to give you more options when you choose something else. The total number here? 39. So that's just over 17% of players go with spellcasting first. And I have to open up about this. I have tried on multiple occasions to do playthroughs as a mage, and I always nope out of it at some point. I get to the point where the spells go from being like, let's talk about fire. You got like this flamethrower, which can kind of just hit anything in front of you, to casting bolts. And then now the bolts move kind of slowly and characters can sidestep them. And then, you know, you're just wasting a bunch of magic or magicka in order to cast these bolts that don't actually land. That tier of spells has always been the hurdle for me. I'm not sure if anyone else identifies with this, but I've always felt like that tier of spells could be better. If the spells flew more quickly, I would be able to land my shots a lot better. Kind of like the arrow on a bow. Why don't the fire bolts move at the speed of an arrow? Then I'd be able to land my shots. That would make a lot more sense. But and I know since then there have been tons of mods that update the spells and change things around. I'm just talking vanilla here. All right, so Next highest on the list. I need a drum roll sound. I guess I could find one, but I don't have one readily available as I'm recording this. Here we go. Bows and crossbows are only the second most picked option. Most people, that's what this means. Most people pick melee first, but what are the numbers? The number of people who picked bows or crossbows, 61. The number of people who picked melee, 114. That's a difference between just over 27% for bows and over 50% for melee. Half of you said you go melee first, and only a little bit more than a quarter of you said that you go bows, or at least not necessarily first, but primary. You primarily go to your bows, which absolutely breaks my assumptions about Skyrim, especially being a sneaky stealth archer kind of build sort of game. It seems like more people favor melee. Now, if you think about it, the sheer number of weapons that are out there, the different kinds of melee, the different ways that you can use melee, heck, you can even use fists or claws, let alone Daedric weapons and things like that. And sure, there are some Daedric weapons for bows and all that kind of stuff, but there's more for melee. Melee is constantly giving you more options for being able to use them in combat, especially once you get to the magically upgraded weapons and things like that. Whereas bows are always bows. Crossbows are always feel like crossbows. Spellcasting gives you a lot of variety, but you also have to invest in it more, and it requires a little bit more tinkering. Melee is pretty simple. You put a sword in your hand or hands or whatever weapon you want. You can also grab a shield or have a second hand ready for a spell. And now you can just bludgeon everything to death in front of you. Put on some heavy armor, upgrade that a bit. You become pretty tanky. And the game gets relatively easy pretty quickly with those kinds of builds. So I get it. 50.67% went melee. 27.11 went bows. Now, maybe, like some of you have mentioned in the comments, people are still just lying about it or deceiving themselves. They don't remember exactly which thing they use the most often. But I think this is telling because it shows that these games don't always side and send people to the idea of being stealth archers. So there you go. I thought that was an interesting way to take a look at the data. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm looking forward to chatting with our patrons next week, and hopefully Lotus will be able to join us and maybe hopefully he's getting some sleep. And a week old infant is a difficult thing to deal with. I know a number of you are parents out there and you've been through it too. So good luck, Lotus. And thank you everybody for chiming in and being here and a part of the show. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Check out robotsradio.net for more podcasts just like this. And join us on the Robots Radio Discord. Be part of a community of over 5,000 people who are excited about video games and so much more.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply, but the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/getstarted for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.